Say hi to someone today. Welcome them to church this morning.
在你坐下之前，同大家打个招呼，欢迎他们来到教会，好吗？
And you may be seated.
然后大家可以请坐了。
Well, we welcome you this morning.
我们欢迎大家。
My name is Pastor Andy. I'm one of the pastors here.
这位是安牧师，他是我们这里其中一位牧师。
I'm not the best pastor. There's lots of good pastors here, but I'm one of the pastors.
他很谦虚地说自己不是最好的牧师，说这里有很多的好牧者，是真的。
And every week we take sermon notes. It gives us an opportunity to hear and listen and to apply to our everyday life this week.
我们每一个礼拜都有讲道笔记，给大家呢是可以是重温，在一周里面重温这些的讲题。
And we are starting a new sermon series as we move towards the Easter celebration of who Jesus is.
当我们是开始步向复活节这个时候的时候，我们就有一个新的讲题。
And if you want, you can go on our website. We also have our sermon notes on the app.
你可以用，亦都可以去到我们教会的网站上面见到讲道笔记。
Now, imagine with me that some words are more important than other words.
你可以想象一下，有些的说话呢，其实是比另外一些说话更加重要的。
If your spouse is speaking to you, or your future spouse, those words are important words.
你的伴侣或者你将来的伴侣对你讲的说话是不是很重要呢？
Or a trusted friend, or perhaps a pastor, or someone that you know, those words are important words.
或者你很相信的朋友，或者你的牧者，对你所讲的说话，你觉得那些都是重要的。
And some words to us aren't as important.
但有些说话呢，又不是那么重要的噃。
But words are important simply because all words positively affect us and sometimes negatively affect us.
但其实所有的话语都是重要的，因为呢，这些话语无论内容是什么，都是会正面或负面影响我们。
Words have the power to transform and to heal us, to change us.
话语有一个的能力是去改变我们。
To impact us.
去影响我们。
And to even inspire us.
也都可以启发我们。
In fact, I went to ChatGPT.
我上咗去问ChatGPT AI 啦
，and asked what were the most famous words of all time。
我就问佢啊，有史以嚟最有名嘅说话系咩啦
？So here's the famous words of all time。
咁呢啲咧就系一啲嘅名言啦。
In human history，
喺人类嘅历史里边嘅名言。
So to be or not to be。
譬如话三人行。
Maybe you've heard some of these words。
必有我师啦。
I have a dream。
冇办法译英文。
Life is like a box of chocolates。
仲有好多啦，譬如
几所不用。Anyone like chocolates in the room？One small step for man. You've probably heard that.
或者你都听过啦，人类嘅一小步。
Even Genesis made the cut.
甚至乎咧喺创世记里边一句说话都上榜。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
佢话最初嘅时候神创造天地。
Star Wars is even up there. May the Force be with you.
如果你睇过星球大战呢个电影嘅话，佢其中一句咧都上咗榜。
Kind of same as the Holy Spirit, but. Not at the same time. And be the change that you wish to see. We see that with Gandhi. But may I suggest today that these words are not the most famous words of all time. In fact, the most famous words of all time comes from Jesus. And this new sermon series that we are about to explore is to talk about the final words of Jesus on the cross. When Jesus was on the cross, he had 7 final sayings. And these final sayings talk and speak to us even today.
这七句的说话直至到今天其实对我们都很重要。
So if we can go to the next slide, you'll see the 7 final sayings of Jesus.
你看到这里最后那七句的说话。
And these final sayings is what we're going to explore up to the Easter season.
而这七句有时叫十诫七言，我们就是会直到复活节之前都去看的。
And today we'll discover afresh Jesus' first sayings on the cross, which was, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
今天我们要去看的就是在十诫上面的第一句，就是主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
These are some of the most famous sayings of Jesus on the cross.
这个就是其中一句主耶稣在十字架上面最有名讲的说话。
Now let me paint the picture before he gets to the cross.
我想给大家看一个图画，就是主耶稣上十字架之前。
Jesus went through a series of trials.
主耶稣是经历了一连串的审判。
In fact, there is three Jewish trials and three Roman trials that Jesus went through in the span of less than 24 hours.
在24小时之内，其实主耶稣经历了三个的审判，是犹太人的审判，另外有三个是属于罗马官的审判。
It's important to note that these trials were unprovoked by Jesus.
你要知道这些的审判不是主耶稣他发起的。
These trials were unofficial and illegal in nature.
而且呢，这些是非官方的审判，甚至可以说是非法的罪审判。
It was actually a religious crowd that stirred up these trials.
当时是一班的宗教的群众呢，是引发这一场的审判。
Now this religious crowd that stirred up these trials would have been a small crowd.
这一班的宗教群众呢，引起这一场审判的呢，其实就不是很大群人。
And many historians believe this because the trials were actually really early in the morning that day.
为什么我们说不是很大群人呢？因为呢，这一场的审判呢，是在很清晨的时间。
Even earlier than daylight savings.
早过呢，我们这个夏令时间。
If we could go to the next slide, you'll see that there is a crowd here.
你看得到这里有一班人呢？
The crowd is religious.
这班的人呢，其实都是宗教领袖。
The crowd was with the religious police at that time.
我们可以叫他们当时是跟那些宗教的执行人啊，警察这样。
And if you read through the last days of Jesus, John suggests that this crowd is actually a mob.
而在约翰福音里面呢，圣经约翰甚至说这一班好像一群乌合之众这样。
Have you ever been in a mob before?
你有没有试过在一群
暴
徒之中呢？
Yeah, the only time Vancouver has mobs is when the Vancouver Canucks lose during the Stanley Cup Finals.
咁咧就系我哋当年2011年我哋加人队输咗冰球嘅时候咧，我哋就曾经发生暴动嘅。
And when the Canucks lose, people show up to break stuff.
咁咧，因为加人队输咗，啲人咧就暴动，打烂晒啲嘢。
The last time we had a mob was in 2011.
就是2011年的时候，我哋温哥华好少有暴动。
And it was known that people would just show up to break stuff. They didn't care if the Canucks won or lost. They just wanted to break things.
咁所以有啲人咧系参与呢个暴动嘅原因，唔系因为家人队输咗，佢总之纯粹想破坏。
That's the reality of a mob.
呢个就系暴徒嘅现实。
It's the same that was happening at Jesus' day.
咁啊，亦都同样喺主耶稣当个年代。
Only a select few knew what they wanted from Jesus, but everyone else just showed up because they were paid or asked to be there.
咁当时咧，可能只系有少数嘅宗教领袖，佢哋真系为咗杀害耶稣而聚集，而其他嘅人所之所以聚集，系可能因为搞事同埋佢哋被收咗钱要去暴动。
It's important to note that even in this picture, it shows the scene, but Jesus did nothing wrong.
虽然是这样，但要知道主耶稣其实是没有做错任何
事。He did nothing illegal.
没有犯法。
He did not start this mob. It wasn't his fault.
他不是去引发这个暴动的人。
And yet, as followers of Jesus, we recognize that it was the cross that Jesus had to bear.
但是我们都知道这个是主耶稣所要背负的十字架。
You see, the cross represented a death for criminals.
你要知道十字架所代表的就是一个罪犯要付的代价。
Death on the cross was not a Jewish ideal or idea.
这个呢，在死在十字架上面呢，不是犹太人的刑罚，不是他们的想法。
Jesus grew up Jewish, therefore he was a Jewish citizen. He would have been stoned to death if he did something illegal.
按照犹太的律法，如果主耶稣他作为一个犹太人犯了一个死罪的话呢，是应该用石头打死的。
But he was killed by a Roman secular cross.
但是他是被这个世俗的罗马的十字架所钉死。
That was for criminals only.
这个十字架是被罪，是为罪犯而设。
The rebellious.
是为那些犯法的人。
The ones that when people were crucified on the cross was to spark fear from the Romans.
他们将那些人钉在十字架的原因就是罗马政府希望民众会惧怕。
And to show the brutal force of mercilessness by the Romans.
而惧怕这个罗马政权，这个毫无怜悯的暴力管治。
The Romans knew how to kill people.
罗马人是很懂杀人的。
The cross was agonizing, suffocating, and humiliation for all to see. as we see here.
这个十字架呢，在上面是非常之痛苦并非常之羞辱，但是同样时间是展示，这个羞辱是展示给所有人看。
It would be safe to say that Jesus was seen in this picture as a Jewish and Roman criminal.
当他耶稣被这样挂在十字架上面，民众所看到的就是一个是犹太和罗马的罪犯。
Not by anything he did or was illegal in any way, but simply because of the political power plays of the day.
但是其实主耶稣没有做过任何犯法的事，他没有犯罪，但是只不过因为当时的政治原因，他就被钉死。
And just like we sing today, the Lion and the Lamb, God willfully put Jesus on the cross.
咁我哋见得到，好似今日所唱嗰首歌，由主耶稣是犹大的狮子，亦都是犹大的羊。
And so the final words of Jesus that we just went through today.Still speak today.
咁系神摆佢喺十字架上面，以致到佢今日，佢最后所讲嘅说话，到今日仍然能够触动我哋。
So as you go through your sermon notes, we have to ask ourselves and explore how do these final words of Jesus still speak to me and you today?
所以我哋今日要问嘅就系主耶稣当时讲嘅最后话语，至今如何仍然能够触动我哋？
So I want to encourage you with some of these words.
所以我希望能够用呢啲话语鼓励你哋。
You see, the final words of Jesus still speak today because of what he endured on the cross.
主耶稣最后的话语至今仍然能够触动我们的原因，是因为他在十字架上所承受的苦难。
The cross wasn't just a physical, agonizing, humiliating death.
在十字架上面不单是一个肉身上面非常之痛苦和羞辱的死。
But the cross represented pain from sin, death, and the grave.
但同样这个十字架是所代表的痛苦是一个因罪而来的羞辱和代价。
Things that we can never ever comprehend other than ourselves.
这种的痛苦是其他人不能够理解的。
This means Jesus endured your sin.
而主耶稣是他承受的也都是你的痛苦。
Will endure your death.
承受你的死亡。
And the grave.
你的坟墓。
The cross still speaks today because of what he has endured for you.
今日佢嘅话语仍然有用，因为佢喺十字架上面所承受嘅。
As we talked about the cross, it was also an opportunity for people to mock Jesus.
呢个十字架亦都系当时俾一个有一个机会俾啲百姓去羞辱耶稣。
You see, on the cross, Jesus had words, but there was people around the cross that had words for them.
主耶稣在十字架上面有他的话语，但同样是周围观看的人，他们都讲了一些说话。
The religious sneered at Jesus, and they mocked him by saying the people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at Jesus. They said, save yourself as you think you save others.
那些百姓在隔离旁观，官府也都是这样嗤笑他，说他救了人，不如救自己吧。
And then even the Romans jeered at Jesus.
就算那些官兵都戏弄他。
The soldier said, well, if you are a king, why don't you save yourself? You're the king of the Jews.
他说你是王嘛，犹太人的王嘛，那你救自己吧。
And then even one of the criminals on the cross beside Jesus.
甚至在主耶稣隔离一同被钉的罪犯。
Luke says that he hurled or threw words at Jesus, saying, aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and save us.
路加嗰度佢用一个形容词话呢、这个犯人系讥笑主耶稣话你唔系基督咩？你救自己啦。
You see, Jesus' words was one of forgiveness.
但主耶稣嘅话语系俾人有悔赦罪。
And yet the words of the world was one of rejection.
而世界嘅话语系拒绝。
He was misunderstood. He was ridiculed. He was mocked.
佢俾人系讥笑，俾人拒绝。
They threw accusations and rejections and even blasphemed Jesus.
佢甚至系去侮辱佢，系去指控佢。
Have you ever been hurled insults before?
你有冇试过俾人羞辱啊
？Even those closest to us, even those closest to us throwing hurls or jeers or sneers at us.
你有冇试过俾人真系羞辱你，去指骂你，批评你啦
？What did Jesus do?
究竟主耶稣会点做咧
？He endured those words.
佢就承受嗰啲说话。
He didn't defend.
他没有为自己辩护。
He didn't push back.
他没有去反驳。
He could have called all of heaven to just wipe out earth.
他有这样的能力叫天兵来将这些人铲除。
But he didn't.
但他没有。
He knew what the cross represented.
因为他明白十字架所代表的是什么。
And because of that, he had to endure it.
因为这样的缘故，他愿意去承受十架的苦。
And because he endured the cross,
因为他承受十架，
you and I can endure.
你和我都可以去承受
our crosses.
我们要自己背的十架。
Not on a physical cross,
不是一个实质的十架，
but the cross called life.
但是这个十架可能就是我们的生命。
He endured all the injustices of all humanity.
主耶稣承受了全人类的不公义。
He endured the eternal weight of sin and death on the cross so that you and I can endure.
他是将这个罪、这个永恒的重担和代价背负了，以致我们可以面对我们的生命。
But not only did he endure the cross, but he also...speaks these words speak today because of what he did on the cross.
不单只是因为主耶稣在十架上面承受了这些苦，他的话语今天仍然能够触动我们，是因为他想在十架上所成就的事。
The gospel writers talk about the cross being on this mount or this hill called Golgotha. It means skull.
圣经里面仍然到十字架所在的地方是一个叫做竹篓地的地方。
It was a crossroad to Jerusalem to other areas of Judea at that time.
竹篓地咧就喺呢一个通向耶路撒冷同埋犹太其他地方嘅主要路口。
At that mountain or that hill, you could see all of Jerusalem, but people would be coming back and forth like a busy street, like Main and 18th.
咁呢个竹篓地其实系一个小山岗，你喺耶路撒冷来往嘅人，你都可以见得到。
And so people would go by and see what was happening to this person named Jesus and the criminals around him.
咁所以啲人人来人往行过嘅时候，就可以见到呢个十字架上面主耶稣同埋呢啲罪犯。
So the cross also represented a public rejection of Jesus for all to see.
咁呢一个十字架亦都代表咗众人对耶稣一个嘅拒绝。
He had to die a humiliating death to take on our humiliation.
他要由他要系受一个羞辱嘅死，以至到可以承受我哋嘅，我哋可以承受我哋嘅羞辱。
He became a criminal for all.
佢代替我哋成为一个嘅罪犯。
Those that are rebelled against Christ.
嗰啲系背叛主耶稣神上帝嘅人。
What he did on the cross is to take on the evil of the world, the darkness, the overwhelming nature of human brokenness, past, present, and future.
他在十字架上所要承受的就是人类以来过往现在直到将来所有的破碎和罪。
So the cross still speaks today because of what he has done for you and I.
最后这个他的话语至今仍然能够触动我们，因为他在十架上所承受的。
And the final words of Jesus still speak today because of what the cross represents to Jesus.
主耶稣最后的话语仍然能够触动我们，因为十字架对耶稣的意义。
You see,Jesus didn't see the cross as a humiliating death that was agonizing and for all to see what type of criminal Jesus was.
咁主耶稣对十字架对主耶稣嘅意义唔系一个纯粹羞辱嘅死或者成为一个罪犯咁样嘅死。
For Jesus, the cross represented victory.
因为十字架对主耶稣来讲是胜利。
What great hope we have in Jesus.
在主耶稣里面我们有何等大的盼望。
That the last words of Jesus is the most famous words of all because of what the cross represents.
主耶稣最后的话语是在十字架上面对的意义是非常之重要。
Before Jesus, it represented death for criminals that was humiliating.
在主耶稣之前十字架的意思就是对罪犯一个羞辱的死。
After Jesus, the cross represents hope and victory and freedom from sin.
而主耶稣之后十字架代表的就是盼望和从最终的自由得自由。
So what is Jesus saying to us today?
咁主耶稣究竟对我哋讲咩咧？
On the cross, when he says, "Father, forgive them."
喺十字架上面，当佢讲话父啊，请你赦免嘅时候，究竟有咩意思咧？
Well, simply put, Jesus forgives you and me.
最简单来讲就是耶稣赦免了你和我。
The cross represents forgiveness of our sin.
十字架代表了对你和我的赦免。
The fancy word for this is called atonement.
另外一个词语你可以用的就是赦罪、赎罪。
Now, atonement means there has to be a transfer of sin to find freedom from sin.
咁赎罪的意思就是说你要有一个代价，以致可以从罪里面变成无罪。
Sin represented death.
因为罪代表了死。
Sin represented separation from God and broken relationships here on earth.
罪代表了死代表了和神永远的分离。
So in the Old Testament, you would have to slaughter an animal and transfer your sin to that animal so that the Lord would atone your sins.
咁咧喺舊約嘅時代咧，你就所要你想要做贖罪嘅時候咧，你係要先殺咗一隻嘅獻祭動物，將你嘅罪咧就擺咗喺呢個動物上面，然後獻俾神。
But in the New Testament reality, we don't have to slaughter animals anymore. We actually bring our sins to the Lord, to Jesus, because He is now our atonement.
因為以往到咗新約嘅時候咧，我哋唔需要再真係殺一隻嘅獻祭動物啦。因為咧，我哋嘅罪其實主耶穌背負咗，所以主耶穌係我哋嘅赦罪嘅獻祭物。
And so in the Old Testament, a leader would go to the temple and they would transfer their sin. The animal would head would go up against someone's head and they would confess sin and they would slaughter that animal in a transfer of sin that would come from a human to an animal.
在舊約的時代呢，祭司呢就是會殺了這隻獻祭的動物，然後呢就會頭對頭就將他們的罪呢是將由自己自身轉移到這個獻祭物上面。
So in the New Testament reality, we're actually, when we confess our sins, when we transfer our sins to the Lord, He forgives us.
而在新約裡面呢，當我們去承認自己的罪的時候呢，我們這個罪呢就從我哋嗰度轉移到主耶穌身上面，而佢亦都代表咗我哋已經死。
This means that we don't have to harbor sin anymore. We don't try to manage sin. We don't have to try to hide or suppress sin. We transfer sin over when we confess.
我哋唔再需要自己去嘗試去管理我哋，唔需要嘗試去自己控制我哋嘅罪，或者我哋係去可以我哋已經將我哋嘅罪咧係轉移咗俾主耶穌啦。
And so Jesus' atonement for us.Is final. It is done. It's once and for all, but also for all things. My question is, have you experienced this type of forgiveness? If you have, there's benefits that you and I experience.
如果你曾经经历过赦罪的时候，其实是有好处。
When we experience forgiveness, we're actually calm, not angry.
当你经历到赦罪的时候，你的心情是平复下来，你不会再生生怒。
When we experience forgiveness of our own sins, it actually decreases stress and cortisol levels and makes us centered.
咁如果我哋係得感受到赦罪嘅時候咧，我哋其實嗰個壓力係會減低，我哋咁可以咁得到更加嘅專注。
When you experience forgiveness, our brains actually shift from anger, fight or flight to stimuli that helps us create problems. Sorry, creative problem solving and social skills.
咁而當我哋經歷到赦罪嘅時候咧，我哋就
So when we experience forgiveness, our brain patterns shift. From fight or flight. To creative problem solving skills and relational maturity.
而令到我哋咧有一個有創意去面對問題嘅方法，而我哋嘅關係都可以得到好轉嘅。
When we experience forgiveness from the Lord, we can forgive others.
當我哋能夠經歷到從神而嚟嘅赦罪嘅時候咧，我哋都係可以去赦免其他嘅人。
And it actually leads to healthy marriages and healthy families and mature social skills.
而我哋都係
when we forgive.
當我哋去願意饒恕別人嘅時候咧，係能夠幫助我哋嘅家庭啦、我哋嘅婚姻啦，都能夠得到改善。我哋同別人相處咧，亦都係能夠得到改善。
Rather than hurl insults or accusations and judgments that we see against Jesus, we can show love and respect and honor.
我哋唔會好似其他嗰啲面對耶穌嘅群眾咁樣，係將呢啲羞辱啊，將呢啲指控係拋出去，反而我哋能夠係同其他人好嘅相處。
And even more important than all those things is now we have right relationship with God because of what Jesus did at the cross.
而更加重要的就是因为主耶稣在十字架上所做的，我们和神有一个正确的关系。
So when Jesus says these final words, forgive them, there is a benefit of forgiveness for you and I today in everyday life.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上讲了这个求神赦免的话语的时候，其实对你和我今天每一天都是有帮助。
And you might be here today and you're like, Andy, you don't understand what people have done to me.
或者你今天会跟安牧师讲话，其实牧师你不明白别人对我做了什么事。
Or you don't understand how hurt I am.
你不能够明白我有多受伤害。
Well, this leads us to the second thought of today is, it's not about me or you, but Jesus leads by example when it comes to forgiveness.
咁而第二点带到去第二点咧，就系我主耶稣咧，佢系以身作则，作咗一个榜样，系点样去饶恕。
Think of Jesus.
你想象一下耶稣。
He forgave his mockers.
佢饶恕咗嗰啲羞辱佢嘅人。
He forgave the rejecters.
饶恕咗嗰啲拒绝佢嘅人。
He forgave those that ran away and rebelled.
佢饶恕咗嗰啲系离开咗佢背叛佢嘅人。
He forgave the criminal.
佢饶恕咗罪犯。
He even forgives his enemies.
佢甚至饶恕咗佢嘅敌人。
Jesus put it this way.
主耶稣咁样讲。
But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
他说我告诉你们要爱你的仇敌，为那些逼迫你们的祈祷。
You see, the most important words are those that back up their words with action.
其实那些最有分量的说话就是那些人他言行一致。
And Jesus did this.
主耶稣就是这样了。
Jesus shows us the way.
他建立了榜样。
He shows us that we can forgive because of what He has done for us first in forgiveness.
祂让我们见得到祂首先就是饶恕了我们。
So how can we forgive well?
我们究竟怎么可以更好地饶恕别人呢？
How can we forgive others who've harmed us or judged us or put us down or misunderstood us?
我们怎么可以饶恕那些是论断我们、批评我们、伤害我们的人呢？
How can we forgive as Christ has first forgiven you and I?
我们怎么可以好像基督赦免我们这样去赦免其他人呢？
I want to encourage you with two final thoughts.
我希望能够用两个的想法去鼓励你们。
The first thing is, because of Jesus, we can forgive ourselves.
首先第一就是因为主耶稣的缘故，我们可以饶恕自己。
This is a remarkable reality.
这个是非常之奇特的事实。
Because each one of us are undeserving for God's forgiveness. Forgiveness.
我们每一个人其实在神面前，我们都是不配得祂的饶恕。
We are all broken.
我们每一个都破碎。
We are all frail.
我们每一个都很容易受伤。
We are all imperfect.
我们都不完美。
And yet God still forgives.
但神仍然饶恕。
What amazing reality.
是不是非常之好呢？
And you know what? It's not just forgiveness of sins and having right relationship with God or others, but look at how Paul says.
咁你都要知道，唔单止系我哋嘅罪得饶恕，并且我哋同神有一个正确嘅关系。我哋再睇一睇保罗咁样讲。
Paul puts it this way.
保罗咁讲。
When you experience forgiveness for yourself, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
保罗就话：当你经历到饶恕嘅时候咧，我哋喺基督里面就不再被定罪了。
And he also says later on in that chapter, in all these things, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
他说罗马书他继续说在这些一切事上我们已经得胜有余了。
This means, friend, that you can forgive yourself when it comes to shame, guilt, and condemnation.
所以的意思是什么呢？即是说我们是面对自己的羞辱，我们的定罪，我们是可以放开饶恕我们自己了。
And when you experience forgiveness, there is a joy in the midst of the pains of life.
当你能够经历到饶恕的时候，在这个痛苦的生命里面，你可以感受到一种的喜乐。
Now, imagine with me today, this is your life.
如果你大家和我想象一下，这条水管代表你的生命。
And life is input and output.
生命就是好像由这边入去，就是那边出来。
If you experience forgiveness, you should give forgiveness.
就是说，如果你生命里面经历到饶恕，在一边入去，你输出的就会是同样饶恕。
If you've experienced God's love, you give God's love to others.
当你经历到神的爱的时候，你输出去的也是神的爱。
But when we experience brokenness in this world, and hard times,
当我们在生命里面经历到破碎和辛苦的时间,
we sometimes kink those lines in our life.
有时候呢, 我们的生命这条水管呢, 就好像这样接埋了。
And sometimes, mostly when we're younger, it's okay because there's only a couple kinks.
咁喺我哋后生啲嘅时候咧，可能都尚可，因为咧可能只系有几个地方打咗棘。
We still experience the inflow. There's no when forgiveness or love or generosity from God, but how it comes out sometimes doesn't show.
我哋虽然有时仍然喺度经历紧神俾我哋嘅爱，但系我哋输出嘅咧就唔系啦。
And the longer we live on earth,
我哋越活得日子越久。
The more brokenness we experience.
我就越来越经历更多破碎。
And sometimes we just get really hard-hearted.
而我们的好像这条水管这样
judgmental,
越翘越塞
critical.
我们就是论断人
skeptical.
很怀疑
Even though all the great things are coming down through this reality for us as followers of Jesus, the output just continues to be less and less and less.
但是就算我们仍然从神那里，神赐给我们很多美好的事情，但我们输出的呢，我们就越来越少美好。
To the point like that there's nothing left to give.
而甚至到呢，塞到一个地步呢，我们没有一个美好的东西可以给付出。
This is why we need to forgive ourselves.
所以在这样的时候，我们需要去饶恕自己。
To experience healing from ourselves.
以至到能够经历到一种的医治。
So that we can live a life that God intended, so that we have output that reveals Jesus to others.
以致我们生命是活出神原本想的样式，就是说神给我们的，我们能够同样的去输出。
So when Paul is saying in all these things means in all areas of our life.
当圣经保罗说在这一切的事上，其实意思就是我们生命所有范畴。
We are more than conquerors.
我们已经得胜有余了。
And maybe if you're taking notes, I encourage you,What is actually clogging up the flow of God's love and forgiveness and grace and truth and generosity that you need to give to the Lord?
如果你可以而家思想一下，究竟有啲乜嘢系塞住咗神所赐俾你嘅一切恩赐咧？
Because Paul says, in all these things, when you experience forgiveness, then you are a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
因为保罗讲话喺呢啲一切嘅事上面，即系你生命每一个范围里边。你如果经历到神的时候，你就可以胜过。
You're not a conqueror in Jesus when you don't allow forgiveness to outflow in your life.
我们不能够得胜，如果我们不能够是经历这个赦罪，我们的生命就是仍然这样一团。
And then because of this, when we experience forgiveness, generosity, God's presence, His victory, His freedom over sin, the darkness and the grave.
因为我们主耶稣的缘故，我们能够祂的得胜，能够超越一切所有的羞辱和这个死亡的坟墓。
We can forgive others.
我们同样都可以去饶恕他人。
Even our enemies.
甚至我们的敌人。
Those that misunderstand us.
那些误会我们的。
Those that ridicule us.
那些是去讥笑我们的。
Those that don't represent you well.
那些是对你不好的。
Jesus shows us the way.
主耶稣,
that unforgiveness actually hinders us from living a full life.
他自己亲自证明了给我们看,
a full life. That Jesus, that unforgiveness doesn't lead us to a full life.
主耶稣证明了给我们看, 如果我们不去饶恕他人的时候呢，我们没办法做到一个丰盛的生命。
And let me encourage you with this, that it's very hard to forgive in our own power.
咁我想俾大家知道咧，凭住我哋自己嘅能力咧，系好难去饶恕他人嘅。
But forgiveness should flow because of what Jesus has done for us first.
但系其实饶恕咧系应该好似一个流动咁样，因为主耶稣先为我哋做嘅事。
If we harbor unforgiveness,
如果喺我哋里边，我哋系储存呢啲嘅唔饶恕。
As individuals,
去对别人嘅唔饶恕。
Or even as a church,
或者我哋教会整体对一啲嘅事唔饶恕。
Not just with others, but maybe you have unforgiveness with God or those that you can't reconcile with.
或者你甚至系对神，你有一种嘅愤怒，或者对其他人你唔愿意复和。
We actually miss out on what God wants to do in our lives.
我哋其实系失去咗神想喺我哋生命所完成嘅事。
And like I mentioned, we become jaded or closed or hard, not flexible or agile with the Lord.
我哋就会变成一个好硬心，我哋喺神面前我哋唔能够去接受嘅人。
Paul says this in a different context in Ephesus.
喺以弗所书保罗又咁样讲。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful. It says only there. You might want to circle that down. Not when you feel like it. Only when it's helpful for building each other up.
在保罗罗马以弗所书这样讲，他说污秽的言语一句都不可出口，只要随时说造作人的好话，叫听见人得益处。我都想你们是圈低只要这句说话。
On a side note, most people think that Paul's inspiration of Scripture is actually from the example of Jesus.
咁保罗写低呢句时候咧，其实可能佢嘅谂到嘅就系主耶稣嘅佢嘅榜样。
And so it wouldn't be hard to say that those final words of Jesus on the cross, "Father, forgive them," when he was hurled insults, could be the same of what Paul is saying here today.
咁其實可能當時候主耶穌佢經歷到別人對佢嘅讥笑辱罵，其實就好似依度所講嘅。
So those that actually experience God's forgiveness are kind and compassionate.
而耶穌就好似嗰個我哋經歷到神恩典嘅人一樣，我哋係有美善喺裏邊。
It doesn't say kind and compassionate to those that they like. To those that they like.
佢唔系话咧，你只要对你中意嘅人讲好说话
，or to those that they know，
或者你识嘅人讲好说话
，or to those that they want to know，
或者嗰啲你想对佢讲好说话嘅人
，to one another， meaning all people。
佢话你要对所有嘅人
，forgiving each other just as in Christ Jesus forgave you。
佢话你哋要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕咗你哋一样。
You see, the final words of Jesus gives this opportunity so that we can experience freedom and freshness and lightness in the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣给我们的饶恕是以致到我们在圣灵里面可以经历到一种的全新的兴盛和自由。
But also show kindness and compassion to others, all people.
而我们能够可以对所有的人都显示恩慈。
A famous counselor named Carl Menninger
咁有一個嘅有名嘅精神科醫生叫卡爾梅靈格
，opened the first mental health practice in the early 1900s。
喺早期嘅時候咧，佢開咗第一個嘅精神科診所。
He suggested that when it comes to mental health, it's not just about having new practices。
佢話當面對精神科嘅時候嘅病人嘅時候咧，唔係話要尋求一種新嘅醫治方式
，or good theories when it comes to therapy。
或者係點樣喺輔導裏邊有好嘅新嘅理論
？But he believed that if you have a warming, welcome, compassionate environment, people change.
佢話：如果你有一個好温暖，佢哋感受到受接待嘅環境咧，人就開始改變。
And after his retirement, after 40 years of practice,
喺四十年嘅行醫之後，佢退休咁。
This is what he said.
佢咁樣講。
If I could convince my patients that their sins are forgiven, 75% of them could walk out the next day.
如果我能够让我的病人确信他们自己已经得到宽恕，七成五的人就即刻可以康复出院。
Let me put it this way.
让我这样说。
Forgiveness is best experienced through actions, not words.
其实去经历受宽恕不是凭言语，是要行。
It doesn't matter how far you feel you from Jesus.
无论你觉得你自己离开神有几远。
It doesn't matter what has happened in the past.
不在乎你过往发生咩事。
Jesus forgives us.
主耶稣饶恕我哋。
Sets us free.
使我哋得自由。
And gives us a new path.
给我哋新嘅人生。
In a world where information is so easily ready to us and sometimes cheap.
有啲时候呢个世界上面嘅资讯系已经好泛滥啦。
The best words, the final words of Jesus are best experienced through practice.
但系神主耶稣佢呢一个最后嘅话语，其实系非常之重要，并且系要亲身去经历。
And as we prepare ourselves towards Easter, why not practice the final words of Jesus on the cross.
当我哋预备去迎接复活节时期嘅时候，我哋不如就系一同嘅去行出主耶稣呢个说话。
And as we see with this today, Father, forgive them.
就好似我哋听到主耶稣讲嘅呢句说话，就系父啊，饶恕他们。
I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward.
请赞美小组再上嚟。
When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, it's an opportunity for us to experience the refreshing words of Jesus to forgive our sins.
咁所以当主耶稣讲出呢句说话，话父啊，饶恕他们，佢系俾我哋有个机会重新再去经历到主耶稣呢个嘅饶恕。
To bring light into our darkness.
将光明带进我哋嘅黑暗里边。
And for us to experience freedom from shame and guilt.
让我哋从呢个罪疚同埋羞辱之中经历自由。
Maybe that's you today.
这个可能是你的处境。
You need to experience the refreshing presence of the Lord through forgiveness.
你需要重新去经历神给你一个重新的同在的感受。
Because when you do, your mental health will increase.
因为当你这样做的时候，你的精神健康会更好。
Your relationships will be strengthened.
你的关系能够得到巩固。
Your perspective renewed.
你的眼光会更新
and your strength to endure.
你亦都有能力去承受生命。
But for some of us in this room, it's also an invitation.
在我们当中，这个说话都是一个邀请。
That when Jesus said, Father, forgive them,
当主耶稣说父啊，饶恕他们，
it's an opportunity to forgive as well.
这个是我们都要去饶恕别人。
Who do you need to forgive?
有边个你需要去饶恕呢？
Maybe it's yourself.
或者系你自己。
Maybe it's others.
或者系他人。
Maybe it's someone even in this room.
甚至系坐喺你呢间房入边某一个人。
Maybe it's someone from the past.
或者过往嘅某一个人。
And like Jesus' words.
好像主耶稣所讲嘅说话。
You and I need to share some words.
我同你都要将呢啲说话讲出。
And simply say, God, I forgive this person.
讲嘅说话就系神啊，我愿意饶恕呢位。
By name.
讲出佢嘅姓名。
By action.
用你嘅行动。
By inaction.
或者用你。
Whether intentional or unintentional.
无论你系有意或无意。
We forgive.
你都要去饶恕。
Because of what Jesus has done and forgiven you and me today.
因为主耶稣已经饶恕咗，而佢赐俾我哋嘅饶恕。
And for those that are beating themselves up, thinking that they're not good enough, know that Jesus has already said you are.
就呢度，我哋有啲人系成日都觉得自己系唔够好嘅，但系其实神话你已经好了。
Sometimes we have to forgive our past. We can't change our past.
有时我哋要饶恕我哋自己嘅过去，因为我哋不能改变自己嘅过去。
But we can change our future and our present when we invite Jesus to heal us.
但系当我哋邀请主耶稣医治我哋嘅时候，我哋其实系可以改变我哋嘅现状同埋将来。
And lastly,
最后
，as we move towards Easter,
当我哋去迎接复活节嘅时候
，how can the cross speak to you afresh?
这个十字架怎样给你全新的启示呢？
Jesus was illegally, forcefully put on a cross by his own willingness because of his love.
主耶稣虽然是被非法的暴力的推上十字架，但也是他自己愿意的。
Beaten and bruised not just by words but by action.
不单止在身肉身上受到鞭打，在言语上都受到侮辱伤害。
All the world to see.
并且被全世界看见。
But to Jesus, friends, he didn't see the cross as humiliating.
但是主耶稣见到十字架不单止是羞辱，不是一个羞辱。
He saw the cross as liberating.
他见到十字架是一个释放。
Setting us free from our humiliation and sin and death.
将我哋从我哋嘅罪嘅羞辱同埋死亡之中释放。
But even now, how is the cross speaking to you?
现在呢个十字架对你嚟讲究竟有咩意思呢？
Let's stand together as we go through a time of worship. I'm going to ask our prayer workers to come up.
当我哋去请大家起身起立，我哋继续敬拜嘅时候，让祈祷小组到前嚟。
Every week we have an opportunity to minister together.
我哋每一个礼拜都有机会彼此服侍。
And this is an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to minister to you.
这个亦都是给我们是有机会让圣灵在我们当中服侍工作。
And to minister to us.
在圣灵在我们里面工作。
Maybe you have a special unspoken or stuck request today.
或者你有一个的要需求，你是。
And you need people just simply to come around you.
你是需要人为你祷告的。
In prayer and ministry.
是为你，为着你为你祷告。
Supernaturally act.Available to the Lord,
寻求神这个超自然对你的触摸
to experience the power of the final words of Jesus,
以致你能够经历到主耶稣的最后几句话语的能力
So let's pray, let's worship, let's minister together.
让我们一同的祷告敬拜，并且彼此服侍
Let's sing together.
让我们一同的去敬拜